This is G. Gordon Liddy. I urge you to tune in to...
Hey, everybody, this is Peter, and it is time for the new and newer music show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 10. This week, lots of cool stuff. Got the newest from Metz and Our Girl and Pillow Queens. But let's start off with the newest from Dor Mokhtar. This is Funeral for Justice.
cave, done it before, it's okay. And it's okay that no one cares about you, and no one cares about me. Cause what is care anyway? I don't know, who's to say? The more I think about it now, I'm just a book you throw away. Cause you don't know what I'm about, yeah, you don't know. And you don't care, and that's okay. Doesn't matter either way. I'm just a book you throw away. Here I go.
Obsessive.
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so we just heard the newest from Gabby Lima and Tanya Donnelly. Before that, the newest from Hannah Vu with Care. And we start off the sets with a new one from Dor Mokhtar. They're a Nigerian band, and actually they just played Pittsburgh recently at the Carnegie Museum, or the, what is it, the Carnegie Music Hall? Yeah, that's it. And yeah, that album was Funeral for Justice, and they actually just came out with another one, which is just acoustic versions of that album, but I like the original better. I like the guitars. Speaking of guitars, this is Metz.
Yeah. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. This is Peter, and you're listening to the New and Newer Music Show. We just heard some new music. That was the newest from Raya Tropical. That was Cartagena. Before that, Our Girl with Relief. And we started off the set with Metz with Entwined Streetlight Buzz. And Metz is awesome. They're always putting out loud guitar-centered music. So this is Gaglum.
Stay.
right. So that was the newest from Pax. That was Say My Name. Before that, a really sweet song from Julie Byrne. That was Sleepwalker. I like that track. Before that, Star Effer with Always / Never. And we start off the set with G Glum with Splat. And I like that too. That was cool. Hey, we got some great shows here on WRCT that you should check out. Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's newest public affairs program. Hear engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And another cool show we have on here is Yard Sale. Are you having trouble remembering your dreams? Tune into Yard Sale on Sundays at 1 p.m. for a dreamy mix of new age, folk, and dream pop, and maybe something will click. Only on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And I was listening to that show today. What do we got next? This is the newest from Will Schiff. He's in Okkervil River, and this is In the Thick of It.
Matter how long we suffer, still can't keep.
right, everyone. That actually wraps up our show. That was the Pillow Queens with Suffer. Before that, Granddaddy with Water Cooler. And in the Think of It with Will Sheff. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. I will not be back next week, actually. I'm going to go to the St. Vincent show. So I think I'll just play this broadcast again, unless I can get somebody to volunteer and fill in for me. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week. And yeah, stick around for Courts in Session with Eric. And he'll be playing some Southern rock for you and other types of rock music. Yeah, everybody, have a great week. Bye.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Ebony Spectrum and In Black America.
So last week, I don't know when y'all gonna watch this, Tiff is mad at me, just recently.
Yes, you said it right, last week.
Okay, I can say that. But it really was last week, so Tiff is gonna be like, say last month.
But last week.
Recently, Al Sharpton met with the Target CEO. Mm-hmm. He put up a post with him in the picture with the Target CEO, Franklin Richardson, who's his board chair, and one of his advisors. And people were relentless. They went off on him. How dare you do this? Blah, 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 blah. Jamal Bryan later shared that he was in that meeting, actually. But people, including me, mm-hmm. were upset that Jamal wasn't there, but Jamal was there. And so I'm bringing this up as an example of something. Reverend Al's tactics are different. His tactics are, when I'm doing something, I'm going to tell you all because I want, in his mind, I want to be accountable to the people so that you know what I've done. That is a tactic. There are civil rights leaders, including Reverend Jackson, who embrace that tactic. There are others who think that if you advertise what you've done, it's an endorsement, or it says that now, don't worry, y'all, I got it, we're good. Yeah. And that's an approach, right? And there's broad disagreement on which way is right or wrong. Either one could be right or wrong.
I was going to ask, do you have an opinion on which one is right or wrong?
I think the thing that I would, and I feel bad because I have not talked to him about this, I would invite him into considering everything not needing to be in the press, mm-hmm. especially when the deal is not struck. Mm-hmm. I don't know that my approach is right. I think that there are people who see that and they get energized by him posting, like, oh, look, we won a battle, so now maybe we can win the war.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But I also think that our tactics have to be more sophisticated. Like, there are young business leaders that I would invite into those conversations because they talk to those leaders at those corporations in ways that I don't.
Right.
I think that maybe there shouldn't be one at the table, or just two, because there were four, but like have different types of people at the table for those meetings. Yes, 100%. Anyway.
Well, I had a challenge, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because it looked like a win for Target. Like, you got this picture, you got to go promote it. I will say this about Rev. He invited me to join him on his radio show weekly, where we would talk politics and help me build a following. During my time at MSNBC, I think he tried to be helpful while I was there, and extended himself to me. So I appreciate that from Reverend Sharpton. I just want to be very transparent about that. I also want to be very transparent about the fact that there is this perception that Reverend Sharpton is a leader in Black America. He is a leader, yes. There's a very tiny sect of Black America who follows the steps of Reverend Sharpton. I do not believe, or I know that he does not lead the masses as he once did.
Well, does though?
That's my point.
Okay.
We are a leaderless movement, to your point. We're a leaderless movement at this point. There is no, you know, back in the day, pre-Twitter and, you know, Instagram, we had five to 10 leaders. And even all the leaders didn't get shine. You know, Dr. Dorothy Height was a member at that table. She did not always get her shine. Yeah. You know, there are a lot of women in the movement, Black women in the movement, who did not get the shine, right, of national leadership. So when you think of civil rights, who you think of? Dr. King and Malcolm X. That's the first two. And it's not really like that anymore. Well, there's a ton that we probably think of, but, you know, you ask your average person.
Yeah, that's fair.
Reverend Jackson.
Yes. Well, yeah. Reverend Jackson, though, was post... But I think they were post Jim Crow, post civil rights. Like they came up, like they were under the tutelage, right? Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But we could name 100. But I'm saying like this: the people you think of are Dr. King and Malcolm X, who had different approaches. Stokely was under them and had an issue with how they were leading. So my point is, because a lot of people had comments about that, and I think. We do have leaders who are loyal to power, you know, and loyal to brand. And so I think by posting a picture like that, that people took that, like, what did you specifically get out of this meeting?
Yeah.
Did they write you or National Action Network a check? And even if they did, you know, like, whatever. I don't know what deal was struck. But those were questions and comments that people were asking. And I think to avoid that, to really be of the people, it does take employing some different tactics.
Yeah.
I don't think this is moving with ego. Y'all are telling me, you know, if you have an issue with someone's tactics, it might be ego. I humbly say I don't mean it in ego, but I'm open to you all correcting me if I'm wrong.
You know, the only thing, though, Tiff, here is... I feel like
Angela's not crying, by the way. For
no, I'm definitely not crying. I just have no voice. I'm sorry. I should talk quieter and it'll be more soothing.
It's sexy and waspy.
Let me. I know this is my Andrew voice.
Somebody's getting it on.
Quiet storm.
Yeah. Somebody's riding.
Hey,
with
everybody.
That.
I just want you to know.
Hey.
That's how Andrew normally sounds. But I was gonna say. Continue. You know, I think that one conundrum that I do feel. And where I felt for Rev in that moment is there are whole conversations that are had and people make a decision off of what they see in the picture and develop a narrative. Mm-hmm. 'Cause all they have is what you said and the image. They don't have a readout from the meeting. And sometimes you can't really do that because you got to keep things moving. So I felt for him a little bit because there was a whole narrative that was shared based on that. Now, the part that I didn't feel for was if you didn't put it out.
Right.
Because there were several other civil rights orgs that had met with Target before and none of us knew. Mm-hmm. So as the story began to unfurl, it was like, oh, that's fine. I don't see anything wrong with that. But the masses don't always know that.
Right.
So I'm also curious to know how much do we tell the people if we also can say, if we agree with Prince, that Black folks are the only one that put our whole strategy up on a website.
Mm-hmm.
What parts of this should we keep to ourselves while we allow the thing to unfurl in our favor? I don't know.
All of
I
it. Don't know all either. Of it until like, don't the put deal the is done. Up either. Yeah, you don't.
You say, you're saying keep all of it to ourselves?
I'm at levels
how
of
do we
movement.
Get people engaged?
Movement shifting. So the call was put out to the people, and the people have responded.
Mm-hmm.
For the 10th consecutive week. Put traffic down by over 9% in Target stores across the country. That has been since the start of the announced boycott, and they're backtracking on DEI. We know that there is an impact being had because there would not have been a call to Reverend Sharpton or anybody else to come step foot at Target headquarters were this not landing in some way or another.
They met at NAN.
At NAN, which either or, doesn't matter. Because if the currency is, we all know this, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Nobody knows it better than Reverend Sharpton himself. Nobody knows it better. Mm-hmm. What I have to believe is that there is a strategy that is not known to me and us. That has to be underway because I don't think Reverend Sharpton would have gifted what is a big piece of the currency for being at the table, which is the